I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The persecuted church is where we begin today's broadcast. Open Doors USA just released its annual World Watch List. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the top five include North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Somalia, and Maldives. North Korea, he says, is the worst.
Hundreds of thousands of Christians are exposed to every level of torture. If you're caught leading a Bible study or evangelizing others, not only you can be thrown into a labor camp, but up to three generations of your family.
Open Doors is joining the Freedom Week prayer effort April 24th. Next, Talking Bibles International's Paul Hoekstra says there are an estimated 300,000 blind people in Karnataka State, India alone. He says by placing the Talking Bible in the region, they can ensure that people have access to Scripture in more than Braille. By working through partnerships, they can exponentially increase the coverage.
Agencies like the Bible Societies and Campus Crusade have networks of distribution that we obviously are not nearly as well equipped, and they're able then to reach many of the local areas and regions that we can't. And so these partnerships really facilitate distribution of God's Word.
And Teen Missions International is moving forward on plans for a second boot camp in southeastern Madagascar. The site's near a rainforest where the land is still fertile and mostly green all year. The government agreed to give Teen Missions land in exchange for the group building an office facility. Teen Missions also hopes to recruit three evangelism teams. Pray for safety, protection, and wisdom as they move forward. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip on the left where you can find hundreds of mission opportunities worldwide. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.